WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday. It's April 3rd, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got a busy weather week ahead for New Jersey with rain and maybe even more snow on the way. The DOT is defending their response to Monday's snowstorm. A bizarre police stop in New Jersey as troopers search for weed in all the wrong places. We have the video. And we look at New Jersey's lack of handicap parking amid increasing demand for it. In sports, Villanova wins its second men's basketball title in 3 years. Every local pro team had the night off or was snowed out. Yanks are going to take another crack at the home opener at 4 today. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero. I can't remember a first week of spring like this one.
Yeah, it's certainly been busy. We had the blast of wintry weather yesterday, and the busy active weather week continues here. Lots of different stuff going on even over the next 48 hours. This morning, fairly quiet, fairly chilly. We're in the 30s across the Garden State. Clouds will be on the increase this morning with an isolated shower. Then scattered rain moves in this afternoon. Now in North Jersey, that rain might be steady for a little bit. South Jersey and along the coast, it's just going to be showery. Certainly not going to rain all day. Temperatures this afternoon, mid to upper 40s. And then tonight, thermometers will rise thanks to a warm front. Continuing chance for showers will end up in the mid to upper 50s by this time tomorrow morning, and then 60s by midday tomorrow. So a nice warm start to your Wednesday, but along comes a cold front with a round of rain and thunderstorms around midday tomorrow, and then a gusty wind will push temperatures downward tomorrow afternoon. So those 60s will not last all day. We'll be in the 40s by sunset tomorrow. Hey, Thursday looks like a nice day. Sunny and breezy, highs around 50 degrees. Right now, Princeton 30, North Plainfield 30, and Jersey City 36.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Villanova has its second national championship in 3 years. After a 79-62 victory over Michigan, the Wildcats went 31 years between their first title in 1985 and their second one 2 years ago in Houston. DiVincenzo had 31 for the Wildcats, the most scored against the Wolves this season. Villanova guard Jalen Brunson, the AP Player of the Year in foul trouble, he finished with 9 points. Is it a case of police looking for weed in all the wrong places?
Listen to me. Stop moving.
What?
Stop moving.
How many times are you going to check?
We have obtained video of a police stop involving state troopers that shows a trooper conducting a very personal search of a motorist and ultimately finding nothing. And Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning to explain more. Patrick?
Eric, driver Jack Levine claims officers said they smelled a strong odor of weed when they stopped him in Southampton. And to try to find it, they first looked inside his pants, then strip searched him, feeling his genitals and anus in the process. In the video, Levine says to the cops, "You better hope this is legal."
Just because cop says he smells weed.
Levine's lawyer is refusing comment right now. As for state police, they say they are preparing a statement, which may come today. The video became available through an open public records request, which has been edited for time and content at NJ1015.com. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are starting out at or above freezing just about everywhere today. Increasing clouds and an isolated shower still possible this morning. Scattered rain likely this afternoon. The steadiest, heaviest will fall in North Jersey as temperatures climb in the mid to upper 40s today. And then it does look like we're going to have a pattern of some rain. We might squeeze in a day of sunshine before, yep, we have the possibility of more snow. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the DOT is defending their response to yesterday's snowstorm. We'll tell you what they had to say in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. You're going to need your rain gear again today and maybe for the next couple of days. As temperatures start in the 30s, we'll push into the upper 40s later today, but clouds will build, an isolated shower this morning, and then the steadiest, heaviest rain falling in North Jersey later today, and we'll probably see a chance of showers for tonight and maybe some thunderstorms moving in for tomorrow. And then what about the prospect for another snowstorm? Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. It was dozens of minor and major accidents in a span of just a few hours during Monday's snowstorm. State police responding to 53 crashes between 4 and 7 a.m. State DOT officials are taking heat for not being ready for this storm, but a spokesman says that snow came in very hard and fast and was a challenge to deal with, especially when you added in so many accidents in such a short period of time. We still don't know who won that $500 million Mega Millions jackpot. The ticket was purchased at a Lukoil gas station in Morris County. Amir Crass owns that station. He's going to get $30,000 for selling the winner. Crass says he'll use his lottery windfall to give bonuses to his employees.
A portion of the winnings is going to be donated to a charity that is close to my heart.
It may be some time before we know who won that big jackpot, and it's a good thing they are waiting to come forward. Why? That is part of our coverage at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. A 19-year-old alleged car thief led police on a chase through a North Jersey golf course. And when he was finally cuffed in Hayworth, he was singing the theme from Cops.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do?
Now, the incident was captured on dash cam. The teen suspect was also found with stolen credit cards and ID and linked to a number of recent burglaries. New survey finds most high school students in the Garden State believe gun safety laws should be stronger than they are right now.
Stephanie Vance of Newzella, a company that presents online news stories to students, says a just-completed poll finds 67% of high school kids across the country support tougher gun control laws, but
77% of New Jersey students either agreed or strongly agreed that gun laws in the United States should be stricter.
The survey also finds 2/3 of Jersey students oppose the idea of arming teachers in school, and 72% favor raising the age to buy an assault weapon to 21. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 509. New information this morning about that body found along the Assunpink Creek in Hamilton. 20-year-old Danny Delgado had arranged to buy a PlayStation and some games for his little brother. He went to meet 29-year-old Rufus Thompson after they chatted on Facebook, and that was the last time he was seen alive. His body was found bound with a power cord, his mouth sealed with duct tape, shot 9 times. Thompson was arrested at a Trenton home a few days later. Does New Jersey need more handicapped parking? The state is seeing an increase in the number of retirement age residents and a jump in the number of younger disabled, but the required number of handicapped accessible spaces based on federal guidelines doesn't appear to be changing anytime soon.
In the 15 months since losing the bottom half of his left leg, Mercer County resident Jonathan Elliott has dealt with the same frustrating scenario time after time. All the handicapped spots are taken, so he turns around to go home or circles the lot until one of the designated spots opens up.
I park at the back of the parking lot and it takes me 20 minutes to get inside.
The executive director of Disability Rights New Jersey says certain locations are in more need of additional spaces than others, such as downtown areas and medical buildings. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State Attorney General Gerbier Graywall plans to hear from you on the dangers of marijuana. The first of 4 public hearings will be held later this month as the state considers removing weed's designation as a Schedule 1 drug. That rating, which dates back half a century, puts marijuana in the same category as heroin and LSD, stating it has no medicinal value. Today, we know that is not true. The AG says the change in designation does not mean decriminalization or legalization. He says that is a separate debate. Politics this morning, as Monday's filing deadline ended the inside game portion of this year's congressional primary season. More than 50 candidates have filed to run. Indications are that Republicans could see close primaries in a couple of districts, but Democrats are in a position to gain even more seats in November.
Monmouth University political scientist Patrick Murray says a lot can change between now and November, but that
right now it looks like there is a significant potential for a Democratic wave.
New Jersey is typically a Democratic state even when turnout patterns are normal, but turnout has been up among Democrats in many special elections, which could have an especially big impact in New Jersey, where the party has more than 890,000 additional registered voters, 2.1 million to the GOP's 1.2 million.
That's going to put probably every single House seat in New Jersey in play, at least to some extent.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. It looks like we've got some rain ahead, and yes, the possibility of more snow. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. And, you know, Dan, I think we're going to have to start cutting back on your airtime because we're just tired of hearing about all this nasty weather.
Hey, that's funny. I'm tired of talking about it. I am ready for spring and summer, but we have to wait a little bit till we can kick those snow chances to the curb. And we've got a whole bunch of weather, some rain, warm-ups, cool-downs, wind on the way this week. So I'll try to succinctly wrap it into a forecast for you here. It's quiet right now, although chilly. Temperatures across the Garden State in the 30s this morning. We'll see increasing clouds with a stray shower this morning, then scattered rain this afternoon. Now, that rain's going to be a bit steady in northern New Jersey, South Jersey, and along the coast. Nothing to write home about, just some showers. It'll be wet for a little time, but certainly not a washout today. Temperatures will only make it to the mid to upper 40s. That is quite a bit below normal for this time of year. Continuing chance for showers tonight, and thermometers will continue to rise. We'll be in the mid to upper 50s by this time tomorrow morning, and 60s on the way by midday tomorrow. That'll be warm. But along comes our cold front with a chance for rain and thunderstorms midday tomorrow. Behind those raindrops, we'll see wind and tumbling temperatures, 40s by sunset tomorrow. Thursday looks quiet, sunny and breezy, highs around 50. Another chance for rain and maybe a bit of snow for Friday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning. I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, the DOT is defending their response to Monday's snowstorm, says that snow came in too hard and too fast to stay ahead of it yesterday. A bizarre police stop in New Jersey. Troopers conduct a full body cavity search on a man after they smelled weed. We have the video at NJ1015.com. In sports, Villanova wins its second men's basketball title in 3 years. Yankees are going to take another crack at their home opener at 4, but it could be rained out. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose, 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Much quieter this morning than yesterday. Temperatures in the 30s to start. We'll see increasing clouds with a stray shower this morning. Might want to grab the umbrella for this afternoon as scattered rain pushes through the state. It'll be steadiest in North Jersey. Temperatures stuck in the mid to upper 40s today, so a jacket, a good idea as well. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Dennis and Judy.
The idea of chicken and waffles is repulsive to me, but...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Does that make sense?
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on a Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State, and you better grab your rain gear. You may need it today. We may see some lighter showers this morning, some heavier rain in parts of the state this afternoon, and we're going to have some off-and-on rain and maybe even a thunderstorm for tomorrow. And as we approach the weekend, Dan is once again monitoring a system that has the potential to bring some snow. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. As the largest generation increases in size nationwide, their numbers are dwindling in the Garden State. A just-released survey looks at what we might do to help keep millennials within New Jersey's borders.
In the New Jersey Society of CPAs survey, reducing taxes is cited as the best way to keep those born between 1981 and 2000 in the state. Bringing in more businesses and building more affordable housing, respondents say, are other solid ways to preserve millennials.
If they are not staying in New Jersey, it erodes our tax base. But more importantly, our talent pool is also impacted.
NJCPA Executive Director Ralph Albert Thomas says taxes also come in at number one among the millennial CPA respondents. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Trump administration says they are crafting a new package aimed at closing immigration loopholes. It comes following calls by the president for Republican lawmakers to immediately pass a border bill, even if it means using the nuclear option to muscle it through. In a series of tweets, Trump called current U.S. immigration laws an Obama joke, accusing Democrats of allowing open borders, drugs, and crimes, and warned Mexico to halt the caravans of immigrants. After all of those nor'easters last month, Jersey farmers were looking forward to planting their spring crops at the start of April. But that hasn't worked out so far.
Jersey Agriculture Secretary Doug Fisher says with all the cold, wet weather we've had over the past several weeks, most growing fields in Jersey are either snow-covered or sopping wet.
All the farmers are chomping at the bit, just waiting to get out into the fields across our great state.
Kurt Allstead of Allstead Farms says hopefully it'll stop raining and warm up soon.
We like to have early sweet corn planted the first week of April if possible. That, of course, hasn't happened. Peas are a cool season crop. There's no peas planted.
David Matthau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. All of this wet spring weather has also been holding back controlled burns by New Jersey's Forest Fire Service, which are designed to cut back on the excess fire fuels that build up for later in the spring and summer.
Acting Chief of the Service, Greg McLaughlin, says the ground in Jersey's forests and a lot of the trails and roads have been filled with water, so the task is delayed but still necessary.
We plan these burns, and we want these burns to remain as controlled burns and be safe.
McLaughlin says many Jersey forests dry out quickly.
Typically, especially in the Pinelands region of New Jersey, the soil is very sandy, so the moisture that may be there today will not hang around.
But that drying out also increases forest fire risk. The forest fire season in Jersey begins this week. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26 on a Tuesday morning. We're watching for some rain, and yes, there is the potential for some snow in the days ahead. Dan will have more on that coming up on the half hour in 4 minutes at 5:30. Also at 5:30, a bizarre traffic stop gets a guy a full body cavity search from just the smell of weed. We'll have more on that on the half hour, and we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:28 as we update business news. Asian stocks falling for a second day amid jitters about U.S.-Chinese trade tensions and mounting public scrutiny of tech companies. Investors worry China's decision to raise tariffs on U.S. goods, including pork, will spark a trade war. Wall Street stocks sank as worry about those tensions outweighed investor sentiment. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.